Andy knocked on the door, then glanced at his watch. Damn, it was 2 o'clock. He was supposed to have been here at noon. He was always late, no matter where he went. A tall man with salt-and-pepper hair and a thin mustache answered the door. He wore a dress shirt and a long coat, like he had just come home from church.
"Hi, Mr. Johnson. I'm here for our appointment."
Mr. Johnson's eyes opened wide.
"You're Andrew Lorenzo?"
"That's me."
He always got the same reaction. Nobody expected an exorcist to have 6 days of stubble on his face and to wear baggy pants, a t-shirt, and a backwards Eagles hat. Mr. Johnson frowned.
"You were supposed to be here a couple of hours ago."
"I'm really sorry about that. I got caught up in traffic."
It was a flimsy excuse for a Sunday afternoon, but it was the best he could come up with. A middle-aged woman wearing a long dress with her hair tightly wrapped in a bun stepped into the foyer from the family room.
"Is it Mr. Lor—"
The woman stopped when she got a good look at Andy.
"Hi, Mrs. Johnson."
Mrs. Johnson put her hand to her face.
"Oh, well, thank you for coming."
Glancing at his wife, Mr. Johnson pulled out his cell phone.
"Excuse me."
He exited the foyer, probably going to call Monsignor Curran to verify that Andy was actually the exorcist he had sent. Andy got that all the time.